Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Casey said he wouldn't sign Josh Allen because he's lost to Patrick Mahomes 4 times.
He's gotten them once, though. Well, what, twice? Actually, in 3 or 4 times in the regular season.
Buddy, that don't matter. Wow. That is a 0-4 record in the postseason.
We were talking about...
You got to deal with that this year, though.
No, you're good. You're clear of Patrick Mahomes this year. Once again, not saying it's all Jared Goff's fault. I actually think play calling has something to do with it. And decision making by the coach. But some of the biggest games of the year this year, this high flying offense at the Chiefs put up 17 points, put up 24 against the Vikings in a loss at home, put up 9 in Philadelphia, where Jared Goff, what was it, 17 straight incompletions?
Yeah, that was tough.
The Packers game, I thought the offense was good. I thought that was more a little bit more so on the decision-making of Dan Campbell. But they didn't convert either. Mm-hmm. Like it was a 4th-and-4, like, convert. That's not even counting in the first Packers game where they did absolutely nothing in Lambeau.
Mm-hmm.
And then this last game against the Rams, where they put up 34 points. I'm not sneezing at that. You were up 24-14 at the half, and I was watching that game because I was really, really hoping – that they could pull off the win, and the offense did nothing in the second half. Couldn't. I'm not saying the defense didn't give it up, but the offense, which was humming in the first half, got figured out or whatever. I don't know. I need you to handle those games. If I'm paying you $55 million and you're taking
Jared Goff was 20 of 26, 256 yards, 2 touchdowns, 0 interceptions against the Packers.
Against the Thanksgiving, right?
Thanksgiving.
Yeah. I like I said, I thought they played good.
Jordan Love threw 4 touchdowns in that game.
He was cooking. I thought they played good in that game. The offense did. They were fine. It was more of the defense not getting stops. If I had to put one on, put the onus on one. But like I said, it's a 4th-and-4. Like, get it. That was the game. Once again, my original thing is you shouldn't have been in that situation to begin with.
Kansas City, he was 23 of 29 for 203, 2 touchdowns, 0 interceptions.
Scored 17 points.
Okay, I don't remember that game, so I
can't. This is where they fought at the end of the game.
Oh, I remember that. I remember that. No point in looking up that Philadelphia one. Obviously, the Rams one.
And like I said, if he – biggest moment of the year – last year, you throw 3 picks in the playoffs. NFC championship
I get it. Playoffs
game to game, though.
Yeah, like if you want to criticize him, games. If you want to criticize him for the playoffs, then that's fine.
Like he the Kansas City game. Like, 203 yards, two touchdowns. You lost because you had 65 yards from Jahmyr Gibbs, 17 attempts, and David Montgomery. Like, the run game wasn't going. Like, okay. It's a team effort.
Okay.
And like Jared Goff's not Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, or Joe Burrow, but if a guy can keep you in the NFL, he's playoff level, like this year looks different, but if he can keep you that, like, yeah, you got
to
pay him.
So to dead this conversation, there should be this. No, I'm confused. I don't know.
If you're talking top dollar, like, yeah, yeah, yeah. There should be 5 to 6 guys.
Okay, but I think what's really, really throwing me off is Dak is one of them.
Dak is one of them. He shouldn't be 60.
But, that's fine. That's fine. Yeah. He's one of them.
And it's also a caveat. This is where it's subjective. If you believe that's the guy, right? They said Miami believed Tua was the guy. So you pay him. But if you're unsure at all, like, say I was Miami's GM. I was unsure about Tua. I wouldn't have paid him that money.
But I think you're unsure about, like, 28 quarterbacks.
See, and I guess...
everybody should be making $50
million. See, I guess maybe that's where my whole original question got lost. If you think you have the guy after that rookie contract, you roll the dice, mm-hmm. and you do what different but not Deshaun, Tua, Kyler. You roll the dice. If you don't, then you either go the Washington Kirk Cousins route, mm-hmm. or you take the L and try to figure it out.
So that's,
which that's the thing. I don't think I can think anybody that's done that.
So that's the, and that,
well, that's not true. The Jets do it every year.
Well, they just take the L, period.
Yeah, I guess the Jets do it every year, and who knows where the Panthers are going next.
But and I think that's where
it's like there's two extremes.
So
there's the high price guys, and then there's like Zach Wilson.
Right, but like the original part of the question was like, at least the way I heard it. Was it was like, even if you're not sure, like, it's his time to get signed.
No, that's not what I said.
Okay.
That's not what I said.
Yeah.
Because you said it perfectly a second ago. Miami thought they had the guy. Mm-hmm. Obviously, about any sport, you're not sure. But if you think, it's like,
if you believe it, like,
you roll the dice on him. Yeah. Like, we think we've seen enough to believe we have our franchise quarterback. To tie in what you just said, with quarterback contracts, generally it's feast or famine. And it's not till like your third contract where you become like Baker, Sam Darnold, where it's like, well, now you're kind of searching for a team. Darnold has found his home to a certain degree. Baker, I think, has found his home. He's like, you've signed those levels of contracts. The Giants, they thought they hadn't seen anything. Mm-hmm. They're like, no, we still believe in Daniel Jones. It's like what you believe in. The question is, what do you do when you don't? Mm-hmm. That's where you wind up like the Jets.
Right.
That's where you potentially wind up, you know, like the Panthers. One of the top teams in the NFC that I couldn't possibly ignore more. We'll talk about that in power rankings. Justin Fields was the Chicago Bears quarterback. Mm-hmm. They're like, nah, he's not. They recognize that, like, we're out. We're going a different route, and they went the Caleb Williams route. Now, the question is, what if Caleb struggles next year? Like, you have this turnaround this season. It's all terrific. What do you do if you're Chicago? And that's where this question really comes back into play.
Now, Jesse, help me out with this one, because you're really quick at finding this stuff. This sounds weird to say because he's not there, and they got the worst record in football. But the Giants handled it how I would have handled it with Daniel Jones. His contract was up, and they gave him a contract that basically said, we're not sure. Right? Like, they're not crippled by the Daniel Jones contract. He didn't get
The Giants?
Did he get like a $50 million deal?
I think he got a big contract, didn't he?
4 years, $160 million, 81 guaranteed. 92 total guaranteed. Yeah, 4 years, $160 million, 92 total guaranteed.
What was his AAV?
$40 million a year.
Wait a minute. What year was that signed though?
2023.
So that was
a little higher than I probably started. But around that, like, that's what I maybe would have gave Tua. $40 million a year.
That wasn't the
money. And they the only reason I say that is they moved off of Daniel Jones and they're not in cap hell. Like, they just It was over. You can't move off of Kyler Murray right now. It feels like you can't move off of Tua right now.
You can if you trade them for each other. Anyways. yeah, what was that? But yeah, I guess looking at Tua, he was better than Daniel Jones though before Daniel Jones got his deal. Tua had done a little bit more.
Yeah, he hadn't shown Daniel Jones hadn't shown anything.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
But if I'm not mistaken, Daniel Jones' contract just expired. There was nothing that the Giants had to do. He signed a $14 million contract with the
But it was a three-year extension, right? Or two- or three-year extension. What's Tua's extension? His was four or five.
His was four, and he has an out. Is it next season, Jesse?
After next season.
And I guess maybe more so.
Jesse's grinning from ear to ear. He's we got an out next season.
I guess more so than – a little bit more so than the money, it's – being tied up with that quarterback for X amount of years.
Yeah, I got you.
Because the Giants found out Daniel Jones. Well, they were wrong, but Daniel Jones isn't it. So they just moved on.
They did. It's hard to figure out exactly what they did, but your point being, it was a shorter term contract. It absolutely was, and this was a guy who was taken sixth overall, I think, because that was the big thing. He was a reach.
Way early.
No. All right. We're not going to talk about quarterbacks the rest of the day.
No.
That's actually a lie.
Who plays quarterback for the Kings?
As I scroll down knowing that we have power rankings coming up, I don't even know what the context is. I just know Kenny wrote it. I just don't think the quarterback is good enough. Find out who that is. When we get to power rankings later in the day, we'll come back. Jake Caden joins us. Oh, Lord. We are not done talking quarterbacks at all.
He might not want to talk quarterbacks this week.
He might have his Drake May jersey on just to show he's still riding. So Jake Caden is with us. We do got to get to some of the things. I know we talked about it on the Insiders. Some of the things that Adam Silver said yesterday. And we touched on that it feels like the Bucs are in denial right now. Well, the more I read, as Kenny would say, my ear to the streets, man, that could be great news for the Sacramento Kings. Mm. That could be great news for a lot of teams around the league. Well, we'll dive into all of that. Plus James Hamm at the top of the 3 o'clock hour. Jake joins us next here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. you can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Shout out to Kenny and Jesse, who just let me die here in the last 30 seconds.
It's been a big day, man.
Hey, you know, Jake's normally 145, not 115. The second we go to break, is Jake 115 or 145? He's always 145. I wrote him in as 115. It's literally on our shared sheet. Did anyone correct it? No. As I'm saying Jake is next, did anyone say, no, D'Lo, Jake is 145? No. They just let me die out here.
Look,
so get you a couple of teammates who will just let you die.
Get you a couple of teammates. Was like, if Dame says he's at 115, damn it, he's at 115, then we'll be ready. If he's at 1230, he's at 1230. We Good move point. The way he moves.
Good point.
Called loyalty.
Hey, I got a question for Damian Rose.
Please don't let it be about quarterbacks.
It's not.
Okay, thank God.
Hopefully this doesn't, it shouldn't spiral. But I want to ask.
Bad start, pal.
I want to ask.
Bad start.
How many jackets you got in your closet?
Oh, damn, Joe Budden.
Jackets?
How many jackets you got in your closet?
Like blazers? Like what do you mean?
Overcoats, jackets.
Oh, two, black and like tan.
Well, no, that's not true. Like the pink jacket that you have, the Letterman jacket. That's a jacket.
Oh.
How many jackets do you have?
Just so you know, a real man's got 20.
20 to 30.
A real man has 20 to 30?
Yeah. Real man's got 20 to 30 coats.
20 to 30 jackets.
Coats. Oh, I don't think I get even close to that.
you got to step your man game up.
I guess so.
That's what Ish says. Now,
Ish? You said Ish said that?
Yeah.
Like I'm going to take fashion advice from Ish?
Now, look, there's some
caveats. Sit your ass down, Ish.
There's some caveats. There's some caveats. Number one, I'd looked at it crazy myself. And then I said, let me go count how many jackets I have. I got like 15 to 18 jackets. And I probably, and there's like definitely more that I want. So I'll probably end up getting there. I never thought about it. I never was like, oh, I got a gang of jackets.
Maybe.
The other aspect is we live in California.
Yeah.
If you live in Connecticut or something.
Oh, yeah.
That is essential to your day-to-day outfit. You don't want to wear the same jacket. Like a coat is like how we wear an undershirt out there, it feels like. So it does make a little bit more sense when you think about it. Maybe those are all East Coast guys. If I lived in New Jersey, I'd probably have 20 to 30 jackets for sure. Over the course of life, either. Once again, I'm not getting it in one winter. Like over the course of 10 years, yeah, I probably accumulated.
I just counted 17.
That's what I'm saying.
But all right.
You're almost a real man.
I guess. Guess I'll buy a couple in New York. Like, hey, so want to be a real man, like Ish said. Like, I even counted that actively black jacket. That's
The number is jarring when you hear it, but when you ask, like I said, I definitely am nowhere near close. And then I went in the closet.
I almost considered, I got like 5 denim jackets. That might put me at like 22.
That's what I'm saying.
All right.
Well, you're a real man.
Well, well.
You're a real man, Dion.
Just like William Regal was when he joined WWE. Anybody remember that?
Real man's man.
That's it. He's a man. Yeah.
Oh, terrible. Man. Soren, no, the hoodie does not count as a jacket.
I didn't listen to Joe did get my interest with the Nas interview.
Yeah, hey, I want to check that out.
I never listened to it. I haven't listened to Joe in a while.
I finished the Diddy doc last night.
What'd you think?
I mean, he's a lunatic. He is a lunatic.
I guess this is the good and the bad. Like, I haven't even gone back to it. Not that it's not good. It's just hard for me to watch something like that with the kids around. But it's been out so long. Now I'm reading a lot, and a lot of it is just wrong.
I know. That's the killer, too. I've seen three things that
I think the big one is the Biggie thing. Mm. Like the Biggie estate came out, and they essentially said, you must think we're idiots.
Right.
You don't think we would have noticed if we were billed for Biggie's funeral? Like, we were never whatever Sean did to pay for that, he did it. But we were not billed for that. Mm-hmm. We did not pay for Biggie's funeral. And that was one of the big things that circulated. And like, all right, to me, once you throw doubt into one thing, mm-hmm. it's like, all right, they spoke out. Like, what? I said this. I think I said this to you. The real story's bad enough.
Right, you don't have to put sauce on it.
Yeah, like, it's bad. Like, it is public record, under oath, bad. Mm-hmm. You don't have to add to it. Tell the really bad story.
The way they framed the Tupac shooting at the studio, somebody, I forgot who I was. It was like, no. That is not.
I saw that too. That's so.
Not how. So I think the same way that you do, where, like I said, those two things happened like in the first two episodes or first episode. I was like, all right, man. Like, what story y'all telling now?
Pac,
I still think he's a terrible human being and a lunatic when you talk about Puff. But like you said, there were things that's like, well, that just isn't true.
If Pac hadn't gone to jail right after getting shot at Quad City, he never would have thought Biggie was involved in it. He absolutely wouldn't have thought that Biggie was involved in it. When does the surviving Josh Hart documentary come out? When does the reckoning, the Josh Hart story come to the 30 for 30?
No, he's a wild boy for that one.
I don't know what sort of sense of humor those two have, but man.
Apparently not the same.
Yeah.
Jalen's like, hey. That was.
I guess, man. It was funny. I don't know. I was like, hey, what is this?
Come on, Josh, bro. What you doing?
About man? To give just... Adam. So what's it? Giving him the business? Is that what the referee called it?
Yeah, they're just trying to celebrate the NBA Cup, man. You ain't got to do all that,
man.
Josh,
celebrate differently, Josh.
Just clap your hands, man.
Celebrate differently, bro. Like, we don't have to do all that. Goodness gracious.
The NBA Cup was a little moment. Well, I only saw two like viral moments.
Well, there's okay. One. What was the other one?
The national anthem.
Oh, I didn't see the national anthem.
Oh, they was going Twitter. The Twitter I be on was going crazy for Queen Naija.
Oh, I didn't see the national anthem. I don't think the national anthem.
Shots of Knicks. They was like, man, Knicks and Spurs are focused.
I don't think the national anthem has made its way to Instagram yet. That's probably why I didn't see it. Josh Hart, he was all over Instagram. All over Instagram.
Yeah, they had Queen Naija everywhere. It didn't last throughout the game, but when the hour after the national anthem, yeah, I kept seeing her. I like Queen Naija. I like her music.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there it is. There it is. Well. Oh. Oh, yeah, they locked in. They locked in. Mike Brown. Hey, Mike! Mike! Oh, no! Mike! Oh, Mike Brown. We got. Oh, my goodness.
That was the first one I saw was Mike
Brown. Oh, Mike is crazy for that. Mike is crazy for that. That is hilarious. Mike, there's cameras.
Oh, man. NBA Cup had a little motion last night.
I gotta put that on
night.
The screen. That's too funny.
NBA Cup had a little motion last night.
It was good.
I'm not gonna say it had like NFL playoff level of attention, but it was on the timeline. NBA Cup was on the timeline.
Man, it was a great game with some stakes.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think it's a finals preview, but it's pretty damn close.
It's a possibility.
I think it's pretty damn close.
It is a possibility.
Give me a Spurs OKC series, please.
Yeah.
Give me that. And then, you know, whatever happens from there happens for there. But give me that 10 times out of 10.
I mean, I'm with whatever of the four. I just need that final four of OKC, Spurs, Rockets, Nuggets.
Okay.
And whatever combination in the conference finals you want, I'll take that. Because, man, KD and
Mike locked in. My man, Mike Brown. This made me a Mike Brown fan all over again. Oh, look at Mike. Mike is locked in. Let's go, Mike.
Lord have mercy. That's what he said. Lord have mercy.
Oh, that's my man, Mike Brown, right there. Yes, sir.
Oh, my God.
I love Mike, man. Good for him. Good for him.
What'd he do yesterday? He sneezed or burped or something on the press.
During the presser? Did he? Oh, yes, he did. He burped. He was, oh, sorry, guys. I just had a beer. Mike was enjoying the championship.
Hey, come on, man.
They brought him here to win championships. That's what he did.
It was a good night for Mike Brown, man. Big ups to him.
I still think Mike is a good coach. He is. To me, it's not the question of the first year. It's the question of what happens next year. Mm-hmm. If they win a championship, it doesn't matter.
Right.
Do what you do. It's like, okay, can Mike adjust? What do they do next? Mm-hmm. But I'll stay a fan of Mike Brown. He's a good coach.
I like Mike Brown. I
like him a lot more than former Cleveland Cavalier fans do.
I want to see him succeed in New York, obviously, because I like Mike Brown, but I also like the Knicks. So, yeah, man.
Let's go
to the finals, big dog. Let's go, baby.
I wanted to have this big take that, man, the Knicks made a statement last night. And then it dawned on me, the Knicks are the favorite in the East. what sort of statement can you make? I mean, and I don't know if they're that, like, I assume they're the favorite in terms of Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. They're my favorite. Mm-hmm. Like, we said this, I mean, God, it's terrible. Forgive the profession. We said it, like, the day after Ty got hurt.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, OKC is the champion, and the New York Knicks are going to be the favorite in the East next year. There was no Tatum. There's no, you know, at the time, there was no Dame. There was no Tyrese Halliburton. And the Knicks were already really good. This was before the Tibbs firing, before the Mike Brown hiring and all of that stuff. And the whole circus that happened in between. But that team, given where they were last year, given the fact that they retained all of that talent, that team's, I expected them to be back as one of the final teams in the conference. Now I expect them to be the team to represent the conference. So while I think last night was awesome, I think it's just a part of their season.
They look good, too, in this little run. I mean, beating the Raptors the way they did was impressive.
Well, to start it at fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Obviously that changed the game. It ended the game. But that was, you know, that's what you see from Oklahoma City.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's what you used to see from, you know, what you see from Boston.
Yeah.
The championship Boston.
And like I said, that run, man, of handling the Raptors the way they did, who's been a good team this year, handling Orlando the way they did once they got to Vegas, and then beating a team like the Spurs. Once again, like you, I don't want to say it was a statement or anything, but maybe it was. They let it be known. Like,
yeah, maybe. Maybe you can make a statement when you're the favorite. I'm not sure.
Because, yeah. I mean.
And maybe it's a statement versus San Antonio and right. Oklahoma City and so on.
Right, because people probably don't look at them as being able to win a championship.
Mm-hmm.
And they may have used that little platform to say, nah, we can beat anybody in this league.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care who you put us up against. So we can go. And I believe them. I think the Knicks can win a title this year. They can beat Oklahoma City.
I think
City.
So, too. I think they can. I think they can. I think I think Houston's interesting. I think Denver's interesting. Mm-hmm. I think I'm going to throw San Antonio in the interesting category.
Mm. So let me pause you right there.
Yeah.
Do you have those three teams or any of those three teams on the same level as OKC?
No. That's where I was going to say next. It's like I think it's OKC in New York. I think they're different. And then part of me wants to put San Antonio there. I don't know. Maybe I need to see them all together, because I think Saturday was the first time that De'Aaron and Wemby had played together.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I just need to see them all together a little bit more before. Right. Maybe I need to see them all together before I'm like, no, I get it. Like, I see it. I see why everybody believes that. But Oklahoma City's really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually think New York is really, really good. And it's I don't mean to be disrespectful if it is that to what JB Bickerstaff and what Detroit is doing. I think those two slots in the standings are going to change at some point. I don't think New York is going to go through a down period this year. I think like that team knows, like, yo, this is our year. Like, I mean, I know Denver thinks they can win a title. I understand Houston thinks I understand how that works. New York really believes they can win a championship.
Mm-hmm.
And they're probably right. That's a good basketball team. And Jaylen is playing as good. We mentioned Jokic yesterday. We mentioned SGA and Luka and Giannis when he's back, when he's healthy. Jalen Brunson is in fact playing as well as those guys are right now.
Absolutely. He is playing on a MVP level. I'm not saying he's going to win the MVP, but he's playing on that level. To go back to something you said just a second ago, like I believe they're all on the same level. Those four teams in the West,
yeah,
and the Knicks.
Okay.
I think Houston can get at them. They've got one thing that I feel like I just realized on that game on Saturday is being able to match up the Spurs. It was like, all right, well, yeah, we got the guys that can stay with Shea, SGA, Chet, and J-Dub. Like, we'll throw out Fox, Castle, Harper, Barnes, Vassell. Like, we can match up. Wemby, obviously. We can match up. And I look at Houston, and you look at all the guys that they have to be able to defend and do what they need to do. They can do that. Denver's the one I'm not as sure about, but you've got a guy in Jokic who can match up with Chet. Murray, SGA is better, obviously, but he can get his 25 points on a night, something like that. Aaron Gordon may be able to guard J-Dub. Like, to me, it's the matchups. And after watching San Antonio on Saturday, it's like, oh, yeah, there are some teams that can match up. Can they execute? Are they good enough? We'll find out.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, forgive me if I forgot after watching them play the Kings 9 times along with the Pelicans and the Wizards. Oh, yeah, there are teams that can match up with OKC out here. You know, that was kind of my thought last week. It's like we haven't seen them against the good teams except for Houston. And yeah, that was a double overtime game. So,
do you think a 7-game series lends itself to being more likely or less likely Oklahoma City loses? Does that make sense?
I hear you. I would say more likely.
Okay, I'm glad you said that, because that's exactly how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
I think we said this when we were talking about 70 games, how I think this team can win 70 games, but not necessarily meaning like I'm going to write them in for a championship. I think when you get to the playoffs, it's different. And if they lose in the playoffs, they're going to lose to a really good coach.
Mm-hmm.
And it's someone who's going to be able to, to a degree, figure them out. Like, you have to game plan on a day-to-day basis. And Rick Carlisle is a hell of a coach. Like, I don't think Indiana Pacers were as talented as the Oklahoma City Thunder. I think their roster could go toe-to-toe with the Oklahoma City Thunder, probably unlike any other roster in the league. But Rick Carlisle's a really, really good coach, and that's part of the reason that they were in that position last year to win an NBA championship. But I think that seven-game series dynamic changes this conversation a little bit. I think Ime Udoka is a good coach. You know, he's still kind of branded with the, you know, with his exit from Boston, but he's been able to establish an identity here in Houston that is very unique, especially when you talk about those four teams that you just listed. The identity of Houston is unique to them. Mm-hmm. That is not how Denver plays. That is not how Oklahoma City plays. And that is not how the Los Angeles Lakers play. It's how Houston and Houston alone plays. Yeah. And that could be, it could be problematic, or it could be problematic for the Rockets. It could be problematic for any one of their opponents. Mm-hmm. But Ime Udoka is, you know, another one of those guys. He's a hell of a coach. JJ, you know, he's having a year. It's establishing himself, I think, is for the first time as a head coach in this league, like really being able to establish himself. I'm not really sure what JJ is as a head coach. And then David Adaman, he did a hell of a job last year in the situation that he was put in. So, you know, again, kind of a lot like JJ, he's got right. he's still kind of laying the foundation for what we know of him as a head coach.
Right. Yeah, I think we've got a lot of NBA to watch. I can't wait for that, but I can't wait for the playoffs, man. I think.
Well, the season starts next Thursday.
That's right. That's right. Oh, and they're not going to because the Rams.
They're not. They're not. But
they're going to kick the NFL's ass on Christmas Day. Although,
again, what Casey means is they're not.
Yeah.
They're absolutely not going to kick the NFL's ass.
Not
but
by the numbers.
It's going to be a way better product because of some unfortunate things that have happened over the course of the last few
years. I already got it mapped out. It's going to be a great day of NBA basketball. Christmas dinner going to be at 2 o'clock. Can't wait.
That was a shot.
What? I was just laying out the schedule.
That's a shot.
I was just throwing out the schedule.
That's a shot. If for those who don't know, I believe that's the Mavericks Warriors time slot.
Count your days. Cherish them while you got them.
Christmas dinner at 2. Got to get ready for the good games.
I don't even know what my Christmas day looks like. I might miss a lot of this stuff.
Yeah, I don't know where I'm going. Like. I don't think I'm traveling, so.
Do you guys host? You guys don't host. Does Cheryl host?
No. We're going to the
Do you guys
Careways.
See each other? You're going where?
We're going to the Careways. We're going to my dad's. That's where all the kids are and all the aunties. And
oh, okay.
There's going to be a lot of kids there. Boy, oh boy. And they don't ever have the TV on the right channel. They got another TV that has the basketball game on, but where they want everybody to gather, it'd be on something totally different. I'm like, Auntie Dari, can we turn this TV?
When I heard you guys talking about Sunday?
Yeah, the person that changed the remote at Casey's.
That was funny.
Yeah.
When I ran to the when I ran
same
out the other
behavior.
Day.
Hey, what would you have done if they were at your parents' house?
Yeah, I would have been like, "Hey man, hey man." Okay.
To be that comfortable.
I should have handled that different.
I respect that, my brother, but I have a job to do, and that job does not involve the Dallas Cowboys.
Man, I'm like a frat bro. Who do you know here?
Yeah, like you got. Let me see your invite, player.
And it was the principality of the situation because
was he one of our elders?
No.
Oh, was like Kenny.
He was like my mom's age. I wouldn't look at my mom as one of our elders, right? Like she's older.
I think
than
your
me.
Mom is the very definition of it.
Like, well, I think of elders. I'm thinking of like 80. You know, the OG.
Oh.
But no, he wasn't like the same age as me. No.
All right. Your mom, you respect people your parents' age.
I like, said,
you,
well,
you, but well, it's also like.
No, brother. You guys are right.
Yeah.
His same age as my mom. I could have talked to him.
Yeah. Well,
I'm
that's
42
right.
years old. I'd
be clear.
To him.
He's not your mother, and you're not a teenager. Brother, don't touch my remote control again.
Wait, correct me if I'm wrong. This was a friend, not a family connection, right?
Yeah, it was a friend.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not
like how good a friend,
neighbor.
Oh, that's not
man.
Unless you slept in this house, no, you can't change the remote.
Came in here. Let me oh man, where's your mom? The kid, football game. I was just busy. He got lucky because I was busy.
I would have hit him with the house party. Hey, whoa, my brother. You got to buy your own. Give me this. Go on, put that remote down.
I was busy.
Go back and get some spinach dip or whatever.
You should have walked into his house and changed his TV.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, we're going to go do that today after the show. We're going to take Kenny back. We're going to go to his house and we're going to change his TV.
You need to show up on that man's door like, hey, man, I handled this wrong. You punked me in my mama's house.
Give me a remote.
Give me the remote.
Yeah. Go in there and put on your...
Don't say nothing else. I'm putting on SpongeBob.
What's your boy's name? Victor... Newman.
Young and the Restless.
Go put Young and the Restless on and say you're going to sit here and watch this.
I haven't seen Young and the Restless in a couple years. Damn.
Well, yeah. Aren't you busy when it comes on?
I think it comes on at 10. Maybe 11, but I think it comes on at 10.
All right.
I mean, there is a DVR on the YouTube TV.
Well, there is that. Cavs at Knicks open things up. I might see some of that. Spurs, Thunder, that's the one that's probably really going to get
burst. Mm, that's going to be the one.
Timberwolves, Nuggets, that one I probably won't be able to see much of either. That's the slate of NBA games.
To go along with Rockets, Lakers.
Yeah, that one I think I'll be able to watch. Yeah. I think I'll be able to watch Rockets later.
Yeah, I'll be nice and full after
I remember
that, for that game.
On Thanksgiving, I was like, do we not turn the TV on? And she goes, no.
Oh.
It's like, okay. She was like, it's okay, though. I packed your iPad.
They treating Dame like Morgan.
It's like, do they know what I do? Yeah, that's why I brought your iPad.
If I was working back at the state, yeah, the TV would still need to be
on. I walked in the fireplace screen was on.
This was the first Thanksgiving where they had the game on. I was pretty hyped.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right, people know what time it is. They know what time it is. I usually
gotta get the phone out.
And it's like and part of me was thinking, baby, we need to lay the groundwork for Christmas. Like, what are we going to do on Christmas Day?
Oh, no.
I'll bring your iPad.
Oh, Lord, no. I need it on the TV.
It's not a battle he's going to win, I don't think.
Go sit in Katie's parents' room and watch the TV.
Yeah.
Damn, sit on the bed like Michael Scott.
We'll come back. You don't even get the reference. What are you
talking
about?
No, I remember that.
Which show were they watching that day?
They were watching, it was like the challenge.
We'll come back. Jake Gaden does join us, and I can prove it because he's right there.
I don't need
any of my coworkers to bail me out. Jake Gaden joins us next here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Oh, great. We're back
so
on the radio.
Thanks.
We're back on the radio, and Jake's first question is to reignite the fire about Tua Tagovailoa and quarterbacks.
Yeah, Jake, I sure hope the Tua Tagovailoa experiment's over. It should be. I don't see why it wouldn't be. Eat up the cap, whatever you got to do. Trade him to Arizona for Kyler Murray, attach a pick, get him out of there.
The cap isn't that bad next year, though, right?
You're going to eat 2 years of it, though.
Whoa, it's really?
2 years of it.
Yeah, it's 2 years. About $99 million.
Really?
Yeah, that's good money.
So it's after 27 that you can get off
the
contract.
Yeah, after 27.
Got you.
Once again, though, guys, unless, and this is possible because I don't necessarily always understand the NFL cap. Didn't we realize that you can't trade the cap hit?
You can't.
Yeah, you cannot.
No, you can't.
No, you can't.
So, like, whether he's traded or not, you're.
No. You can't cut him. If you cut him.
That's okay.
The money goes to the team who takes the
player. So that's what I thought. But remember when I kept saying trade Nick Bosa? And Kyle was like, yeah, you still got the dead cap or whatever. It's not going to affect the money.
Yeah, but it depends on when you trade him, though. Do you trade him before the new year or the new NFL season? It all has to do about when you actually trade the player.
Post June 1st designation or whatever.
I think Schefter had a breakdown of Tua's June 1st stuff.
It's but like that, the
yeah, they
and
just showed it a
right
minute
now.
Ago.
But that's what always had me like. That's why I stopped saying trade Nick Bosa because it's not going to provide any cap relief, which is the reason why.
Yeah, don't make no mistake. He still wants to trade Nick Bosa.
I'm not worried about relief, by the way. I just don't want that man playing quarterback for
my
team.
Oh my gosh, get him out and
get him out.
Man, Jesse, I wonder if I could put into Chat GPT. Can you explain the NFL salary cap to me?
Oh, can you imagine it just crashes and ChatGPT ceases to exist after?
No, it's going to have like a 3-page essay for you. Do you want me to polish
it
for you?
It's still going. Holy crap. It's still deciphering. This is crazy. I have never seen anything like this in ChatGPT. It's still going, by the way.
Oh, my goodness.
It hasn't stopped. Oh, my gosh. Oh, that's amazing. What a headache.
That's going to be your reading when you're on the toilet later, okay?
All right. Settle down, Josh Hart. Relax. Relax. Let's start with, you know what? Let's start with Bills Patriots. Jake, no, I'm just kidding. We don't need to start there. Let's start with Sac State.
My bad, too, Jake. Sorry about that.
Drake May for MVP. Okay, still.
See, still here we there. Go. Back to quarterbacks. You've been all over the Sac State moves in recent months, you and Mr. Hornet here in front of me. What do you think about Sac State's newest NFL coach, Alonzo Carter, who will be with us tomorrow? I think we said 1:15. Mm-hmm. Coach Carter will be with us.
Coach Zoe, the backup dancer for MC Hammer. I don't think, guys, I hate to say that. That's before my time. I think it's more of your time.
No one cares, man.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
No one cares. Stop, Jake. Stop. Don't do that.
Okay. Sorry. Love you, too. Okay. But as the football coach, I'm a big fan of Alonzo Carter. I think
if I said too legit to quit, would you understand that reference?
Yeah.
You can't touch this?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right.
What about?
Here's the thing. I think those pants that they wore in MC Hammer's, you know, music videos. I think that Dame, you own one of those, especially in your wardrobe. I'm like 98% positive of that.
Well, I don't know about all that.
Yeah, I don't. But Yeah, I don't. I've never been able to rock those.
Would you be familiar with Pumps and a Bump?
Mm.
No, that's not.
Go play when we get off the air.
Go watch the video.
Go watch the video.
Will I get street cred for that, guys?
No. No, but go watch the video.
Okay. Hey!
Coach Carter.
Let's get serious here, okay? We're going off the rails, okay? Off the rails. Alonzo Carter, though, the football coach, I have heard nothing but high things about this guy. This is a home run hire for the Hornets, if you ask me. This is a guy that is Oakland roots, an incredible recruiter, has coached and has won at the high school level, the JUCO level, and has been an assistant coach and running backs coach at San Jose State and Arizona for the past, 9 years under Brent Brennan. So I have heard nothing but great things about him in terms of the coaching style that he has, what he brings to the program, his personality. And what the things that I keep on hearing is this is a guy that knows Sacramento extremely well, knows the fabric of what this area looks like in terms of high school recruiting, because that's how Sac State's going to succeed. It's not going to be in the transfer portal. It'll be the high school recruiting, especially the guys that get overlooked, the three-star, two-star guys that the Power Four Division I programs are not taking. I think he's going to be able to exploit that. I also think he's going to be able to exploit the JUCO recruiting as well, especially with his JUCO roots. What my biggest question I have for him heading into this new year is how many guys can you retain from this current roster? How many guys can you retain from the current recruiting class? What can you bring in? And then also, what coaching staff are you going to have? Mm-hmm. Like, my big question tomorrow is, like, is Chris Richardson here to stay? Because he's the guy that everyone knows. Speaking of Mr. Hornet, he is Mr. Hornet. He's the most mainstay coach in that Sac State program. Mm-hmm. I also wonder, you know, is this a coach that looks at Sac State and says, this is a lifting off point for my career like Brendan Marion did? Or is this a guy that would be like Troy Taylor that's here for 4 to 5 years and then decides to leave? Right. Like, will he be here for the transition from FCS to FBS? I believe he will. Again, I still think this is a great hire for the Hornets. I just have questions heading into next season because time is ticking in terms of what's happening in this Hornet program. We still don't know who they're playing next year, and the recruiting class is kind of up in the air with the roster and the current recruits that they have.
Two things. First thing, Jake, I mean, we can say it now because it's a little public. We talked about this when it happened, and I talked about it with Coach Marion specifically. I don't want to say that was a unique situation, but he got a crazy deal to leave. Like, his plan wasn't, oh, I'm going to just be here 1 year and leave. Like, he had plans to stick around. But the deal he got to be an offensive coordinator, and yeah, you got to take a $3 million contract, all this other stuff. Like, you got to take that. So there's that.
There was another zero at the end of it. He was making like 360 here. Thousand.
Right. So, yeah, that was – you had to do what you had to. I don't think that was in the plans, but you had to do what you had to do. When you talk about Alonzo Carter, though, the thing that I think about and that I like is I know a lot of people who were proponents of Troy Taylor coming back were talking about how the Sacramento roots, you know, he knows Sacramento, recruiting locally and things that, like that. You mentioned that Alonzo is very familiar with the Sacramento area, but I like the fact that he is connected and familiar with the whole region. You know what I mean? Just you don't want to get to a point where you're bringing in a guy. I'm not saying Troy Taylor would have been a bad decision, but, oh, we're bringing him in just because he knows just the Sacramento area. Why not get a guy that knows the Bay Area, who frequently have these monster teams that play for state championships and stuff like that? Bring a guy that knows not only the Sacramento area, but the whole Northern California region as a whole. And I like that he's going to be able to bring that.
Agreed. And everybody I talk to says he's an elite recruiter. So I think he's going to be able to recruit from SoCal to NorCal. I think he's going to, you know, really heavily recruit Northern California. Like, guys, high school wise, there's a lot of untapped potential and talent in the San Joaquin section. Man, we had six teams go to state, five of them won. Mm. Out of those teams, not enough of those players are being recruited to Power Five or Power Four Division I teams. Like, those players are falling through the cracks and going to JUCOs. Like, a great example for me is like a quarterback last year for Vanden. His name is Kalani McLeod. Led Vanden to a state championship, ended up having to go to JUCO before he got his first Division I offer this year after going to JUCO this past season. So, like, that's the type of talent we have here in the Sac Joaquin section and all of NorCal that kind of goes overlooked just because it's so rich with talent. So teams like the Sac States of the Year world, the UC Davises, the Nevadas, like, they need to take advantage of some of these guys that are not heavily recruited but still very capable Division I players.
So it sounds like a big plus of a hire for Sac State, who needs some stability right now. They need some stability to kind of, you know, there's a lot of talk about what they should do, conferences and all of this different stuff. They just need some stability in their program to bring those recruits in and get back to focusing on football.
And that's the thing that I like about Coach Carter. He's going to bring the stability. He's going to bring a patient approach to what they're going to be doing on a consistent basis. And like I said, he's here for the long haul. This is not going to be a one-stop thing. And I think this is that's why he's a guy that I could see being here for the next 4 to 5 years. He's a daughter that wants to go to high school in one main school. Looks like that's going to be Sacramento. So, again, stability is the biggest thing that the Hornets need right now as they try to figure out where they're going to play next year, who they're going to play, and their transition to the FBS.
All right. Well, sounds like that program is going in the right direction. How about the other Sacramento program?
Uh-oh. Well, the Republic are doing fine.
Republic's flipping their roster. That's another interesting thing.
Yeah.
Half their team's gone.
Okay. Well, Sac State.
Oh, there's a good model for the Kings to follow. Flip your roster. Get half the players gone.
They should.
It's great. Like, the Republic literally did it. Why not?
Because the Kings are taking this prudent and patient approach. And don't get me wrong, I'm fine with Scott Perry doing that. And I quite honestly agree with him because of how things went with De'Aaron Fox last year. But then I look at, like, just the team looks – sometimes I just feel like the team is completely checked out, like just completely and utterly checked out. And it was interesting yesterday, guys, that the messaging really kind of changed. Like, that was the first time I feel like I've heard Doug Christie talk about the young guys and getting them, you know, more involved, how he talked about DeMar DeRozan played 39 minutes the other night and you needed to lessen that time, not because of, you know, who he is, but just you need to give other people possibilities. And like Devin Carter, I know he's playing in the G League right now, but like give that guy a little bit of run in the NBA, reward him for his good play in the G League. Same thing with Nick Clifford. Like, I want to see more of him. You need to create space for some of these young guys because I'm going to give a break to a guy that, you know, we all three of us have probably been a little not harsh on, just very critical with, is Keegan Murray. Did make some calls this past week, and the dude's going through some stuff physically. Like, it ain't just his thumb. Like, he had a neck issue. He had a shoulder issue. Like, dude's banged up. That's why he's probably not playing up to par. Defensively, he's playing great, but offensively, it's just not. He's excluding a lot of effort and is unable to get some help on that side of the ball. And I think Keegan yesterday was outspoken as he's ever been in a Kings uniform, saying, like, this completely changed from 3 years ago. There's a lot of turmoil. There's not a frustration that, you quote, it sucks. Like, this sucks. And it must suck for you guys to cover this team, no matter if you're playing for it or if you're covering it or you're watching it as a fan. It just plain old sucks. And I completely agree with him. What happens next, though? Man, I've heard so many things. And I think James kind of covered a lot of it yesterday. I think you guys really covered it yesterday. I think a lot of these guys, especially the veterans, sound like they're hostages instead of volunteers. And when you're a hostage, we need to make a change ASAP, Rocky. And I'm okay if the return is not as high as it needs to be. I think at the end of the day, clearing cap space and starting fresh is something really important.
So just real quick on Keegan, your season is shot. You're playing for nothing. If everything you laid out is the case, stop playing. Or better yet, Keegan, that's not your decision. Keegan, you're not playing anymore. If you are truly going through something and it's all of these different issues, one, God bless him for being a competitor and wanting to be out there. Young man, our season is shot. You may have a seat. You don't have to play right now. If we're to the point where we're starting to float this out there in the media, Doug is starting to say things during press conferences, you're 6-20. stop playing him. Like, what is the point?
Yeah.
It's just my opinion. I don't know. Maybe I'm
wrong. What you think, Jake? I mean, is it something where he should, because of everything that's going on, he should be shut down for until he's 100% healthy and doesn't have to deal with any nagging injuries?
I don't think they have the bodies if they shut him down. I'll be real with you. Like, I just hate to say that, but like the amount of injuries that are stacking up, you don't have Drew's not able to play. You're not able to play Domas. You don't not a lot. Levine's going to be out a week, right? Like next thing you know, another injury.
48 minutes of Precious.
Yeah, like, but like I'm not.
That sounds like an inappropriate movie. My bad, Jay.
Oh my bad, Jay.
That sounds like a. That's my bad. That's me.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.